just respond to our colleague from UNITAR and very quickly from to our colleague from Brazil. So indeed, education and training are incredibly important for the effective use of the intellectual property system on two fronts, both for the for IP professionals as well as the users themselves. So it's important to build that capacity of those at the national level in the IP offices to be able to guide those who come to them seeking IP protection in the right and best way possible. We do hear many stories of young innovators getting cheated by IP lawyers, you know. So on that level, we need more capacity for IP, which is really a technical area. But then also on the front of the innovator or the creator, the owner of the IP, it's important to know to be able to spot when something is off, you know. So on that front, basic education in intellectual property is incredibly important. And at WIPO, we have the WIPO Academy, which has a number of courses to give you a basic level understanding as well as more advanced, depending on what you need. And then for our colleague from Brazil, the concept of development versus sustainable development, indeed, there has been a shift. For the longest time, innovation has been understood in the context of economic development. But recently, the concept has changed to open up to other areas of development, social, human, environmental development, in the context of the sustainable development goals. And WIPO also has a development agenda of its own. And I do have some of my colleagues from the WIPO, the CDIP, which is the Committee on Development for Intellectual Property. So at WIPO, we do understand innovation in the context of sustainable development, which is a lot more broad and inclusive of various sectors and various people, understanding that innovation is not linear. It's not just about economic development, but also social, political, multiple layers of development. I'll end.